About 2.5% of the peanuts could be left in the field this year, according to experts in the peanut industry. The Moultrie Observer reports that cotton prices last year and strong prices for other commodities had farmers to plant less, and then the drought hit. Andy Jordan of the local food bank said they're looking for peanut butter to double in cost. Don Kaler of the Georgia Peanut Commission said it's happening in other areas of the supermarket. He said, we've seen good yields and bad yields on peanuts. We know the peanut supply is going to be terribly short, he said, but I don't think anybody in the industry knows how short. Most growers contracted earlier this spring for prices at $550 to $575 per ton, and now the contracts, he said, are being offered at $900 per ton. Next year, he said, food manufacturers will probably offer better contract prices early so farmers will plant peanuts and refill the pipeline. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.